assuming genders, are we? Alright, guys, I'm a girl now. Hey! Welcome back. The fucking shitty podcast. It's not a wonderful morning Monday. Because it, for some reason, it's cold. Florida just can't seem to make up its goddamn mind, which is really confusing me, because for an entire fucking week, it's like 80 degrees, and now today it's 44! Like, why?
It's actually 54, but, you know.
It was 44!
No, it's 54.
Like, for the entire week last week, we were all walking around in t-shirts and fucking shorts. We were like, it's hot as hell, let's go to the beach or some shit like that. And you wake up this morning and it's like, why is it cold?
And so, I'm still walking around in t-shirt and shorts.
Yeah, because you're weird.
Dude, it's 54 degrees outside, it ain't that bad. You're acting like you're gonna get frostbite if you go in like...
I am gonna get frostbite, this is fucking Florida.
Dude, no you're not. You're not gonna get frostbite.
Yeah, I am. Fuck you.
You're right,
my bad. Even though my genes don't allow that, probably, but whatever.
Dude, so... The temperature would have to be... for, like, this amount of wind, and for you to get frostbite, it would be so exceptionally low that, like, it's just not even, I don't even think it's, like, really possible for Florida to hit that low. It has to be, like, negative temperatures in order for you to get frostbite with these wind speeds.
Unless if you spray yourself with True Green pesticides like that truck that just drove by us.
And it's nothing to do with it, but okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, on Friday, I actually got to go to an actual gym, and this time with people that I know.
Oh.
In which my back, I have fucking shredded my fucking back.
Did you accidentally turn on my seat?
Yours is just
too?
On.
Oh, I didn't turn that on.
You did. Oh, I didn't even fucking touch the panel.
Oh, okay. I was like, my back is exceptionally hot, and I'm like, oh, my thing's all, what? I don't know, maybe my mom drove my car and, like, turned it on, and I just didn't turn it off. Anyway, continue.
Like, on Thursday, last Thursday, last Thursday, after school, Scott approached me, and he was like, well, this is at the end of the day, so I was, like, sitting at, a bunch of tables underneath a canopy, and I was waiting for Grant so that he would get out of his class and drive us home. And Scott runs by, and he's like, hey, you want to go to the gym? And I'm like, what? And he's like, you want to go to the gym? And I'm like, what gym? And I don't even have my fucking workout clothes. And he was like, Nakati gym. And I was like, you don't even live in Nakati. And he was like, yeah, so? And I was like, okay, how are you going to do that? And then he was like, I have a way. And I was like, well, you'd have to drive me home, and you live like 50 miles away from me. And he was like, oh, yeah, true. What about tomorrow then? And I was like, all right. So they come on Friday, and I have my, like, workout clothes and everything. And I leave with him after school, and we drive all the way down to Nakati. And he has this, like, fucking, like, this way of getting into the gym. And I'm not gonna mention anything. But,
that
like...
That sounds fishy.
We get into the gym, and we work out for, like, 2 straight hours. Which is probably the longest time I've ever worked out. But I was with, Scott's friend Caleb, Jack, and some other like really tall, scrawny dude, and we went at it on chest and they got me on chest and back, and I was being like mentored on like what exactly it is I needed to do, and we were also kind of mentoring Scott as well. Like I was helping mentor Scott because Scott's I think 2 months into training. And I've been into training for
some odd years now.
A few years now, yeah. And I was surprised that I could do more than Scott. Cause
I'm not at all. I am actually not at all.
We fucking, like, everything that we worked on, we always did, like, 3 sets of 8. And then at the end, we do drop sets. And I was doing drop sets on my back. Like, at first, at the start, I worked on my chest, and I did, like, dumbbell press, and I did, bench press and stuff like that. And then that was that. But then we did, I did so much work on my back. Like, I did drop sets and shit like that with, like, at least 100 pounds on every part of my back. And after that, we went to go do do shoulders, which fucking sucked. Because if you know anything about doing your shoulders, oh, yeah, doing the alternating dumbbell raises, yeah, or whatever, that fucking sucks. It hurts so much. We did at least, like, 3 sets of alternating dumbbell raises or whatever. And then the final thing that we did was we went into the other part of the gym to work on our abs. And we tried to do 2-minute planks, in which Scott failed first, I failed second, and then Caleb failed third, because Caleb's been doing it for a while, and I hadn't done abs in at least, I'd say, 3 to 4 months, so I failed that. And then we did fucking, like, flutter kicks and leg raises and shit like that, and holy shit, it hurts so bad.
Oh, so you know, now you know what I do every day.
You do leg raises and flutter kicks?
Every day.
Why?
Because it's part of my workout routine at rowing.
Huh.
When we're not on the water, we do abs and we do legs. A lot of abs and legs.
So, oh, actually, I got to actually use a rowing machine too.
Oh,
they,
you
they
did?
Had one. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see how hard it is now, because I had tried to do it at 80 or 90 pounds, and I fucking struggled. I was like, holy shit, how do you do this?
I can, max rep, I can do my body weight, which is 170.
I was talking to Scott and Kayla, I was like, I know that Tate does rowing a lot, I bet he could do like 240. Like,
oh, no, I can't do 240, no,
He's been doing this for a while.
That's dummy hard. It's really an accomplishment, even among college rowers, to do 200 pounds. So, yeah.
Hold on,
so,
just to make sure. I thought my headphones were still on, right?
Oh, yeah, I can't hear. So, yeah, I can't do 240, but max rep I can do my body weight. I think I do, every day I do about 110, 20 reps of 110.
20 reps?
20 reps of 110, yeah.
Holy shit, how many sets?
3?
3 sets of 20, holy shit.
Yeah. Do what you gotta do, man.
God damn.
Oh, because, well, I mean, but they're not back-to-back sets.
Well, yeah, obviously.
Because it goes one set of 20, then coach will probably pull me outside to do something with the team, and then while he's breaking down the girls' boats, I'll go do another set, and then at the end of practice, which is about, like, another hour-ish away, I'll do my third set, but that's, like, a big chunk of time between sets 2 and 3.
Oh, so you, like, break for, like, an hour in between?
Well, yeah, because it's something I do on my own time. You're not really supposed to do it during practice unless it's part of a workout rotation or set.
Oh, okay.
I just try to do that every day at practice. But sets 1 and 2 are always, like, a normal distance away from each other. Like, you know, typically, like, 3-ish minutes. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. But there's another, like, solid hour between sets 2 and 3, typically. I want to try to get them all done at one time, but sometimes it just doesn't work.
Yeah, our break times were at least, like, 3 minutes, because we just, like, kept talking about shit, and
yeah,
we got distracted, and we're like, oh, wait, we got to finish our sets.
Yeah. The thing is, for me, though, like, whenever we're doing our workout sets, like, if we're not on the water, typically what we'll do, because, like, the water typically takes up most of our day, except for, like, the workouts that we do at the beginning, and then stretching that we do at the beginning and end. But when we're not on the water, what we'll do is we'll have 2 groups, right? We'll have one group do rowing machines and stuff, but that's, like, it isn't, like, the weighted ones. It's the ones where it's got, like, the computer on it, you see how fast you're pulling, what you're pulling, all that stuff. It's one of those rowing machines. It's not the last 500, which is what you did, the ones with weights.
Yeah.
Then the second group will do boxes, which is, like, you know, step-ups, jump-ups, that shit. Mm-hmm. Ab workouts. I'm trying to think. Probably abs and/or legs, just depending on what kind of day it is. Weights. A lot of squats and, like, stuff like that with weights. And then the weighted rowing machine, which is what you did. So, yeah. That's, and then we'll probably do the erg set like two or three times.
The erg set?
Yeah, well, it's like the ergometer is what that is. It's the rowing machine that tells you what's everything. So yeah, we'll probably do that two or three times, and then that means we also do the off the erg set three times. So yeah, it's crazy intense workout.
Just sitting in a bush over there.
Yeah. But the thing is, we mostly target our legs, so that's why I'm not, like, still fat.
after fucking working out, my mom was like, hey, let's go to a restaurant, because actually today's my grandma's last day staying in America, so she's going back to Estonia, and on Friday, we decided to go to a restaurant, and we went to this place called Barbara Jean's.
Oh, yeah, I know where it is, yeah.
And I ordered their plate called the Tony's Plate, which is basically, like, half a pound of New York strip with any other, like, meat or protein as a secondary, like, thing. Yeah. So I ordered a salmon fillet on top of rice with that.
Okay.
And holy shit, like, I finished most of it, but I didn't finish the steak and rice because since it was a seafood restaurant, they suck at seasoning the steak, so I had to, like, bring it home just to season it to eat it because it was just, like, so, like, bland. But, like, I measured myself after Friday, and I gained 2 pounds in one day.
Dang.
And I was like, holy shit, I'm 140. What the fuck?
Dang. Jeez, dude.
I guess that back workout really worked or some shit. I don't know, man. Because, like, then on Saturday, my mom was also like, hey, there's a festival thing going on in downtown Jacksonville. It's called the World of Nations or whatever.
Oh, yeah, I know what that is.
And, we also decided to invite my childhood friend with us as well. And, I walked around with her for at least, like, a solid 5 hours around that festival.
Yeah.
And we went back to her house, and they also had a scale in their living room, so I decided to measure myself again just to make sure that I wasn't going crazy, and it said I was 140. And I was like, fuck, that's crazy. So.
That's crazy, dude. That is actually insane that you just put on 2 pounds after the workout.
It's
insane.
And I asked Scott, I was like, hey, so, like,
is it normal to gain 2 pounds after these workouts?
I don't know. I mean, this is probably the most intense workout I've had in a while. It was pretty much on my back, and, like, I think a majority of my weight probably comes from my back, because my back is the strongest part right now of my entire fucking body. But, I don't know. Because normally, my metabolism is, like, stupid fast, so it's really hard for me to gain weight. I have to eat at least, like, 6 meals a day to gain any weight.
Dude, I wish I had that. Jeez, my metabolism's slow as hell.
Yeah, so, like, I would have to, I've done a lot of research on, like, what exactly it is I need to eat and shit like that, and, I specifically have bought these cereals that are just, like, shredded wheats.
Yeah.
That are just filled with carbs and nothing else. And I would have to eat those just randomly. Just to gain weight.
That's so crazy, dude.
But when we were walking around that fucking World of Nations festival, my back was hurting so bad the entire day. Because, like, we were walking around for 5 hours, so when you walk around for that long, sometimes just standing around for long periods of time doing nothing, like, that builds strain on your lower back and shit like that.
Yeah, so I bet that hurt a lot.
And my entire back was sore, and it was just a nightmare. I was like, oh my god. There's so many, like, I had a sensory overload at the World of Nations, because there was, like, 600 different smells. There was a lot of sound, a lot of screaming, a lot of music playing on speakers where the
sound just peaked. All of a sudden, just, like, killing you.
Yeah, and my back was just fucking dying. It was hot as hell. The sun was blaring on us.
Too much shit going on.
Yeah. That was awful.
Yeah, my weekend was a little different. But, so, after school on Friday, I hop in my car, I start packing up my suitcase, and I get on a charter bus to head to Sarasota for a rowing meet, or I guess a crew meet or whatever. I don't know, dude. I don't know what they're called. I honestly do not know. So, oh no, sorry, regatta. A regatta, that's what it is. It's a weird word. So I'm on this charter bus, and we're going to Sarasota, so it's a 4-hour bus ride, right? Mm-hmm. But the thing is, with our crew team, something is always going to go wrong, or something is always going to happen where we will be late, because it is just natural for us to be late. We're supposed to get to the hotel at 9, right? So that gives us 2 hours to relax, do whatever we want, start sleeping early. Somehow we get to the hotel at 11. I don't even know what it was. We didn't make any unexpected stops. We made our scheduled food stop, and we got to the hotel at 11. So, yeah. and then our boat trailer somehow broke down on the way. The trailer that was carrying all our boats broke down. Just randomly broke down on the way down. So, we had to have... somehow, we had to get that to the place that we were, gonna put our boats and stuff. So, yeah, the Friday was definitely eventful. I think we were all up to, 1 in the morning, and we had to get up at 6. So, none of us really got good night's sleep, per se. So, Saturday morning rolls around at 6 in the morning. No one wants to get up. So, everyone except most of the people that I'm rooming with, mind you, oh yeah, also, 2 twin beds, right? 2 twin size beds to split among 5 people.
Fuck.
Yes.
Wait, what? Why 5?
Because we need as least amount of hotel room space as possible. So, yeah.
Did you enjoy the warmth of your...
Oh, yeah. I was in the bed that had 3 people.
Jesus.
We let the 2 people that I'm pretty sure are gay have 1 bed, and all the straight guys have the other bed.
Yeah, just make sure to separate them. We don't want any misconduct.
Yeah, and just had to be sure, you know. That's why we said, if we think they're gay, they're probably going in the other bed. I'm not trying to get my ass squeezed in the middle of the night. So, yeah, that's how our sleeping situation worked, and pretty much every other room was the same, so it wasn't like anyone was getting unequal treatment. So, we wake up at 6 in the morning, no one wants to get up, so everyone's just like, you know what, if we just get out of bed now, and just get to where we're supposed to meet, then I think everything's gonna be fine. And so everyone gets up, and I'm pretty much the only one that actually properly gets ready. I showered, cut my hair, did all that stuff. I'm the only one that is looking presentable from our room. Plus, the only one that is not wearing pajamas from our room. So, everyone is there. Everyone's downstairs. Some people look drowsy as hell. They're probably still in their pajamas. The hair is just fucking everywhere. And then there's another at least good half of people that are, presentable. They still look tired, but at least they look presentable if you don't look too hard. So we all load on the bus and get to the rowing meet. And somehow we're already late for our first race. So we're scrambling to get boats undone, boats off the trailer, so there's also, So when we're leaving the place that we practice at and putting all the boats on the trailer, we have to take parts of the boat off so they don't so it doesn't ruin the boats, and also it doesn't add an extra 5 inches on each side, or an inch of 5 inches on each side of the trailer, because it's already wide enough. So we pretty much have to deconstruct the boats and put them back together. At the race. So somehow we were already late for our first race, so we're scrambling to get this shit just in place and everything. So we set our rowers out on the water. All of a sudden, this really heavy fog just kind of sets in, and everyone's like, oh shit. So we had to bring in, so we had, I think, 6 people out on the water, 2 people in like singles, so like just by themselves, and then we had one we had four people in a four boat, so just four like all four in one boat, and we had to bring them all in the fog so they couldn't see where they were going. So yeah, that was entertaining enough, and that set all of our races back 2 hours. So when we were supposed to get home at 12, we are now getting home at 2 after all the races are done. So everyone's like, oh shit. So not only that, after the fog goes away, we get it, first off, it's a man-made like lake in things, so there's not really a current, but somehow it is so windy that the water is making its own current. And all the boats will literally just drift to the left. Just out of nowhere, we'll start drifting to the left. So the water condition is actually awful. Nothing was going well for us or pretty much any other team at the race. So, look at that, first off. That was for my first race. Ew. Just had skin torn from my my ring finger because we were rowing that hard to try to keep in the current. Because fucking Jesus, dude. The current was just that bad. Like, there were you were getting your oar stuck in the water, couldn't pull it back out. It was awful. All the races were actually not good. The teams that won were basically the teams that had the best time on the water. Like, that's the only reason they won.
Jesus.
It was actually awful. So yeah, that was my Friday and Saturday. We got home at 2. And then on Sunday, I woke up, I was like, you know what? I'm spending the whole day at home. I'm too damn tired to deal with this shit. So my back, my legs are just dead sore. I'm probably going to be limping around a lot at school. And then my neck and my hands are just actually dead because of sunburn and just all of the skin that got torn off.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was my weekend.
It sounded like my Sunday as well,
Just, I'm fucking done.
Dying, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, you know what? Maybe I should get out of the house and do something. As soon as I go to get up and, start getting ready-ish, I'm just like, no, this is just not gonna work. This is not going anywhere. So I just laid back down in bed.
Well, on Sunday, I'm also, first off, my hands are, becoming fucking crummy looking.
You see?
There's a little, you see all that weird white dead skin?
Can you bring it closer to my face because I can take my glasses off so I can see?
It's faintly visible, but
yeah.
Especially right here. There's
I see it.
I think that's happening.
It's just dead skin. Honestly, it's a weightlifting thing. If you do a lot of stuff with your hands, either building, weightlifting, rowing in particular, because my hands get like that too. Yeah.
After 2 days of not working out, my hands just become just dead, a layer of dead skin just comes off
that.
My entire palm.
Fucking like that.
Not like that, but
or like this. Yeah, that's all dead skin. Just right there. That's all dead skin. Oh yeah. Another thing. So at the race, because they were trying to get everyone home on time. Because, no one wants to be there longer than they have to. They're cramming all the races together. And so they're reducing the time in between races. So you'll have one race still out on the water, but closer to the end,
mm-hmm.
The finish line, when they start the next race. Because they're just trying to get everyone out and done,
Mm-hmm.
So they'll have, people in one boat, and then they'll have eight people in a boat right afterwards. So not only does it make people's races a lot closer, sometimes even back to back, you might be taking the same boat out that's already out on the water, so you're gonna be late for your race. So what you have to do is you have to bring when the boat. So for example, we had one boat out, right? And I was racing in that boat, literally the next race. I just came off a race, and then the boat that was already, halfway done with its race needed to come back around, fast, so we could get in it and then get out for our race. And after the race is done, it takes about 10 minutes to just get around and back to where you're supposed to dock. And then it takes another about 10 minutes to dock. So we were 20 minutes, so we have to be, by the time the boat docks, we have 20 minutes to get down a strip of land that takes about 30 minutes to navigate with the current and into our starting position, which takes another 5 minutes. So at this point, we're going to be 15 minutes late for our race. So we are sprinting, like actually sprinting down and wasting all of our energy to get down to the starting block. And that in itself was a race. Because how the race is set up is you're rowing. The race is set up where you're rowing 2,000 meters in the race, right?
Mm-hmm.
But so you've got the 2,000 meter strip of water, and then it's separated by a barrier where, and on the other side, it's another 2,000 meter strip of water that you have to row down to get to the race. So we're all sprinting 2,000 meters to get to a race to just sprint another 2,000 meters. So we're fucked. We're essentially fucked. Our coxswain's just like, you know what? You guys, we just don't need to do this anymore. I don't care how much effort you put into this. I know we're for a fact we're getting less because we're all dead fucking tired. So, yeah, it was just not good. Yeah, it was a disaster for a lot of reasons. Just because, like, we didn't bring enough boats. Except for, like, the people who were rowing in singles and doubles. Then they were fine. But, like, we did not bring enough aids at all. So, yeah. That was that.
Scott parked in a different spot today. Oh, yeah. And also, yesterday, I finally applied to FSCJ.
Oh, nice.
So, that happened.
Good stuff.
And
when will you know if you get in?
I have no idea.
You have no clue. All right. Good
they
stuff.
They didn't tell me. They were like, yeah, here's your student ID. And yeah. And I was like, okay. Can I do anything? Ooh, did you just hit your front bumper?
No.
What's happening?
What'd I do?
I don't know. What did you do?
I don't know what I did.
Guys, we don't know what's happening.
Okay. I think it's fine.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right.
All right. We'll figure it out.
Okay. Well, thank you for listening to my anus. Welcome back. Wait, hold on. Okay. We'll figure this shit out. I don't know.